The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning because you're in for a good treat, I hope to think. And we're going to tackle the new retirement. I mean, gosh, everything seems to be so new with technology changing and so many things coming at us all at the same time. But I thought we'd tackle a new retirement because things are changing, as we know. And certainly in the economy, a lot of things are changing. For one, I would say what's changing, at least in the corporate world, is not taking care of our employees like we used to. And actually, I wrote a book called Not Your Father's Retirement because it actually was somewhat of a semi-autobiography because it spoke about my father who worked at a union, who got a pension, an annuity, health care for life, actually had dental and vision. Can you imagine that these days? And Not Your Father's Retirement, people could really relate to. So today's topic, new retirement, because these are new choices we have to make. There's a lot of things that are thrown onto us as the employee that we have to make it ourselves. And hopefully I give you some great ideas to help you kind of put together a plan or at least an action point for you to go, you know, to better, you know, put yourself in better position for retirement. I was actually quoted recently in U.S. News and World Report about this new retirement concept. And what I thought about, and I said, you know, what's really interesting is, you know, why we talk about numbers and, of course, we try to do projections and try to figure out people's expenses down the road and how to pay for those expenses. There's something else people really need to kind of focus on with retirement, and that's transition. And I feel like for most part of our lives, we kind of almost wish it away. You know, elementary school, like, okay, once we get to middle school, that's the ticket, right? Once we get to high school, that's the ticket. Once I get my first boyfriend, girlfriend, that's it. You know, once I get my first car, and then next thing you're in the workforce, and then your next mantra is, I can't wait to retire. Does that sound like anybody you know? And maybe for good reason. But in U.S. News Report article about this new retirement and being quoted about it, I said, you know, when we're working, we do have a sense of purpose. Sometimes we don't always feel it. Sometimes our purpose is to hide from our boss. Ha, ha, ha. But, you know, the sense of purpose of doing something or helping others or whatever it is that we do. And in retirement, we lose that sense of purpose. So be mindful that in that transition, aside from the numbers, and we'll cover some numbers and strategy today, but be mindful when it comes to retirement to think well beyond just the numbers. Think about your transition from waking up and doing your routine and meeting your colleagues at work, whatever the case is, that retirement's more than just the numbers. It's a transition of lifestyle. And one thing I noticed for some people, they said, you know, retirement is really cool, except for I miss my routine. Yeah, it feels like this person said this to me. It feels like the movie Groundhog Day. Remember Bill Murray? That was such a funny movie. He went over and over again in the groundhog and kind of predicted the future because he went through it every day, so to speak, you know. And you wake up to the song, I Got You Babe by Sonny and Cher. Well, that's how he felt. I'm not saying you have to feel like that also, but he felt like it got kind of monotonous waking up, you know, and, you know, where there was a lot more activity at work. So while you transition out from retirement and into this kind of new world of a new retirement, you know, think about what you can do maybe so you don't get into that Bill Murray kind of psychosis of the same day, every day, waking up to Sonny and Cher, but maybe you're volunteering at a hospital. Of course, if you have grandchildren, that will keep you busy itself. Some clients say to me, is like, I can't believe, how did I get things done when I was working? Now that I'm retired, I still can't get everything done. So think about the transition more than just numbers. Think about the transition in lifestyle and think about purpose and fulfillment and things that you did during work that you may not have when you retire. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, a new retirement. You can also find us every Monday through Friday right here in WHUD. I do the market report, 8:25 in the morning, tell you what's happening with the WHUD Hudson Valley Index, what's happening with national news, national markets. And around 5:15, drive time, my colleague Bill Kugel gives the market report also for WHUD. So we're pretty much around the clock, Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m., 5:15 p.m. Saturday, we get a day off. I hope you're cool with that. And Sunday, we're right back at it right here on this station at 6 a.m., GPS for Your Finances. So we obviously have a changing economy. which changes our retirement, because a lot of these companies now want to put the burden onto us, and now we have to kind of make way. The pensions have definitely have changed. Now, there are still some pensions if you work for a school district, a fire, police, you know, those type of entities. Some, the railroad generally has a good pension. But for a lot of companies, and especially companies, I think about my grandmother. She worked at Reader's Digest over in Pleasantville for a long, long time, and Newcastle area. And back then, you know, Reader's Digest had all the books, the hardcovers, the condensed books. I remember her getting all these things. And she also got a really nice pension. A lot of companies are switching over. Even the companies that had pensions are now saying, you know what, we're not going to fulfill the pension anymore. We're just going to give you a lump sum in your retirement account, your 401k. Go knock yourself out. Figure it out yourself. So a lot of companies, for a lot of reasons, not only the obligation, financial obligation these companies have, but also the financial responsibility these companies have for managing a pension, make it that they want to put the burden onto you. But there's a lot of things that we can do, because basically how you may not have a pension, but if you have a 401k plan or 403b plan, that's where you're going to accumulate money the fastest, I believe, over time, because it's going to be through payroll deduction. They're going to get a tax break right off the bat. Hopefully you're selecting the appropriate funds, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But by taking the money out on a pre-tax, so let's say you make $60,000 a year, you put $500 a month away into your 401k plan or 403b plan, so that's $6,000. Now, $54,000 is actually what your earned income is, not 60 anymore, because you put that away for retirement. One thing that Albert Einstein said, and Albert Einstein was a pretty smart guy, probably one of the smartest guys, if not the smartest guy, to walk the planet Earth. He said, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. I'll say that again. The eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. And this is what Albert Einstein said. He think he was talking about something about theory of relativity or some science or physics. No, he was talking about how money can grow exponentially over time. So for some people, it's never too late to put money into a retirement account. If you have children or grandchildren, give them a nudge and tell them about that little Albert Einstein story. But the compounding in these 401k accounts and 403b accounts can be a big boon for you down the road. And then, of course, you convert it to something, either bonds or annuities down the road that pay some type of dividends on a monthly basis. But your best way to deal with the changing economy, I believe, is really start looking at your 401k plan, 403b plan, seeing where you can make some cuts at home. We'll talk about that after the break. And where you could actually, you know, put away more money, sock it away, compound over time, and maybe, just maybe, do better than you would if you had a pension. Again, I know it sounds like a stretch, but we're going to give you some tactical tools right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early this Sunday morning, and the early bird gets the worm. You heard that from Mike Bennett. We're going to offer. The first 20 callers will get my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. You gave the number out, 845-371-0101, only to the first 20 callers this morning. And again, you know, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. We cover topics from taxes to the economy to the markets. Today's topic, the new retirement. We've covered Social Security recently. And sometimes you can be with us, sometimes you can't. But we think the perfect companion is the book that we give away for free. Free, 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 free. So it's 845-371-0101. 01. And look, this sells on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, both of them actually, for $17.99. But the first 20 callers, we're more than glad to give it out today for free by picking up the phone, calling 845-371-0101. And today we're covering new retirement, And before the break, we spoke about this because a lot of companies are no longer offering pensions, but they do offer 401k and 403b plans. And I think that's a really good way to be putting money away. Now, again, it is your own money, but some companies match, which is great. And if they don't match, you still should put money away. But people say, okay, I get it. You said before the break, Albert Einstein, I get it. That the average, that the eighth one in the world is compound interest. But here's the problem, Ken. I can't put more any money away. I'm putting 3% and that's enough, or 6% and that's all I can do. And I'm going to challenge you here today because, yes, I agree, and I live here too, like the Mercedes commercial. I live here too, and I know it's difficult to put money away when you have kids for college and helping out maybe mom and dad or helping out other relatives. I know you get squeezed in different directions, but I would bet that if you went through your credit cards, you could find some places for some opportunities. Now, most companies want reoccurring revenue. In fact, Wall Street loves those companies that can actually get reoccurring revenue by the customers, pay a monthly basis or quarterly and so forth, and you get a great valuation. Now, as a consumer, I don't think we want reoccurring expenses for things we're not using. Now, for instance, I think one of the best values is Netflix. I think $12.95 a month or $14.95 a month, and what great entertainment that is, movies and TV shows, and I think it's awesome. But if you start looking through your American Express or Visa, MasterCard, whatever you have, and you start looking through the bills, take a few minutes, take a highlighter, and highlight maybe some services that you're paying on a monthly basis that you're not using. I've come across people telling me that, you know, when they start looking at it very closely, they forgot. They start with the health club. They thought they canceled it. They start with another health club closer to work and, you know, so forth. And they're on their third one, and there's, okay, look, you can only be one place one time. And they're able to cut that off and put that to the 401k plan. That's just one example of what you could find that's reoccurring. And also, I found things in my own thing. I was paying for prepaid legal. I don't know why. It was on my thing forever for like $20 a month. Doesn't sound like a lot, but $20 a month forever is a lot. And I have a lot of friends that are attorneys. If I had a question, I could just call them. I don't need to call these people. I had something called eFax. I'm like, eFax? I don't know what that was all about. And I started combing through, and I realized if I'm telling people to go through their own credit cards to try to find their own expenses, I should do the same. And I found like three or four different items. It doesn't add up to a lot. Probably about $100 a month. But guess what? Over a course of years, $1,200. Over a course of 5 years, $6,000. So look at those opportunities in your own credit cards and your daily spending, your monthly spending, and find opportunities where you can put money away into 401k because you found these expenses that you really don't need. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the new retirement. So glad you're joining with us. And also throughout the week, you'll hear from us. The market reports Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m. in the morning. I give that report, talk about the day prior, talk about the WHUD Hudson Valley Index, local companies, local stocks, local business news, as well as national news. And then my colleague Bill Kugel around 5:10, 5:15 drive time on the way back also gives you the market report, the WHUD Hudson Valley Index, and so forth and so on. Saturday, we're not with you. We need a day of rest. And Sunday, here we are, Sunday morning, right back at it, giving you, again, the highlights of new retirement. So new retirement looks something like this. You're not getting a pension. You have a choice of 401k or 403b. 401k, by the way, is generally speaking for for-profit companies, and some of those for-profit companies give you a match, which is great. If they don't give you a match, you should consider doing it anyway. 403b is typically for not-for-profits, hospitals and schools and things like that, and you put money away. So these are the things, these are the best vehicles I believe you can put away. And I'm challenging here today, say, gee, you know, I haven't looked at it the last couple of years. I don't know if I'm putting away 3%, 6%. You know, take a look at that. And also go to the human resources when they have a monthly meeting at the lunchroom, and someone comes in and talks about different things. And I noticed for some people, I feel like it's just in general, some people are way, way too conservative. Okay, let's check this out. You're 45 years old, not going to retire for 20 years, and you have most of your money in bond funds and cash. Probably doesn't make a lot of sense. Oh, okay, now you're 2 years away from retirement and you have 100% of your money in stocks. That doesn't make sense. I don't know what the exact balance is for you. It's called asset allocation. But the number one thing I said to do is making sure you know all the different options you have. Go to the lunch meetings that they have from time to time, the different wholesalers, as they call them, come in and talk about the different choices you have inside the plan. Try to stretch a little bit. Again, if you're putting away 3%, maybe put away 4%. If you put away 6%, maybe put away 7%. I know. It's like going to the gym. Each time you go, you try to give a little bit more, try to get more. And to it's comfortable. Remember, you're saving money by putting money away. It's going in pre-tax. You're saving money on federal taxes and state taxes and so forth. And, you know, there is a lot of different risks that there is with the market. We know that. But over time, historically, the markets average around 7%. I can't say that that will happen going forward. But typically, the longer time you have, the more you should put money into stock funds. And we know that. Yes, there is that fluctuation, you know, and we get that. And we get that. Actually, gosh, in 2018, we've had 10% corrections twice already this year. But we got through it. And if you were making those contributions to your 401k plan, a 403b plan, or kind of fixed contributions, guess what? You were picking up shares cheaper during those times. Like early February, we had that nasty 10% correction. Then the end of February, beginning of March, somewhere around there, we had another 10% correction. But if you were steadfast and putting money away, what happened? You look back in hindsight, you picked up shares at a cheaper price than you did previously. That's a good thing. As accumulating shares should be your number one goal when you think about 401k, 403b. Not just the balance, but your goal over time between now and retirement is to accumulate more shares. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Today's topic, a new retirement, and this is a GPS to your finances.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early morning. And you just heard my buddy Mike Bennett offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The book is free for the first 20 callers. So the early bird will get the worm. First 20 callers this morning, that calls 845-371-0101. We'll get the book for free. And by the way, I'm right here in Hudson Valley. This is not a syndicated show. Born and raised in actually Northern Westchester. Went to Hendrick Hudson High School. Graduated in 1983. Yes, I tell my kids, not 1883, 1983. So I've been born and raised, and I will live and probably die here in the Hudson Valley. So right here, this is not a syndicated show. We're talking to you directly. Best way to get the book for free is call right now, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday right here. We tackle the economy, Trump's presidency, the markets, international markets, taxes, we've done it all. And the books definitely cover a lot of those type of things. So again, 845-371-0101. Again, it's 845-371-0101. Call for your book. And right before the break, we talked about the best vehicles to deal with this new retirement, which is today's topic, the new retirement, is to keep putting money away in a 401k plan, 403b plan. So people say, okay, I get that. Okay, check that box. I'm going to stretch a little bit more. Instead of putting 4% away, Ken, I'll put 6%. Thank you. Okay, I'm glad you're listening. Easier said than done. But still, go through your credit cards. Go and start looking at things that are reoccurring expenses, as an example, of things you're not using or it's not worth the money that you're paying for. See whether you can find another vendor. You know, that's another thing people have told me about, the triple play, so you can get everything together, your phone, your cable, and movies. Maybe that's a bit, some people are cutting the cord. But there's a lot of things you can do within your budget to help you put more money away. So it's not a static number to say, well, I can't put more money away. Well, I think you can, because you could find some of these expenses that are really not worth the money you're paying for. Find another vendor. Or maybe with the same quality, all these type of things you can do. Now, the question is, how do you invest? As I mentioned before the break, it's very obvious. The longer time you have, the more volatility you can withstand. And your real goal is not just, yes, you'd like to see the account value go up. I know that's a good thing, right? Because you put money away, you're hard-earned money, you're putting away, and if it goes down, it gets you very frustrated. But if you're really thinking about retirement 5 years from now or 10 years from now, Your real goal is to accumulate a number of shares. So there are times when the market's doing well and you're buying those shares. Well, guess what? Looking at those prices of the shares at that time, you're picking up a fewer amount compared to like when the market sells off like it did twice already this year. Actually, it was a good opportunity to create and accumulate more shares. So that's really your thinking should be. Yes, you like to see the value go up. I get it. But also think another way. You want to make sure you're accumulating more shares. And the way to do that is continue to put set money aside each month, what they call fixed income, dollar cost averaging approach. And then we have these dips. Instead of getting worried about it, just know that you're accumulating more shares. Thank you very much for that discount, Mr. Market. I'm picking up more shares. And then the question begs, how do you pick the funds? Okay, so yeah, stocks, bonds, cash, hard to do here on a radio show, not knowing your circumstances. But of course, the more time you have, the more money should be in stocks. I've always relied on Morningstar. I've been using Morningstar for a long time. Morningstar ranks mutual funds. Now, you do have a list, a set list. In most cases, you have a company that you work at and maybe a 10 choices, 15 choices, 20 choices. It may not have thousands of choices, but with the choices you have, you can actually compare with Morningstar. Now, Morningstar ranks the different funds from 5-star being the highest all the way down to 1-star being the lowest. And what they do is like look at things quantitatively, meaning they do some number crunching. Hey, how has this fund performed the last 3 years, 5 years, 10 years versus its peers? That's quantitative, the kind of number crunching. But also they've done qualitative. Qualitative meaning how many people they have in research, how long the tenured or the manager's been there, any other type of qualitative things. They kind of put that together. So when you look at Morningstar, it's not just back testing numbers, because you can do that right there with the sheets they give you, but also the qualitative side of it. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the new retirement. So glad you're joining us this bright and early Sunday morning. And we're here every Sunday morning, right here, 6 a.m. WHD. And throughout the week, listen to us Monday through Friday at 8:25 or so. I come on. I give the market report, the national indexes, the WHUD, Hudson Valley Local Index, local companies news. And at 5:15 drive time, coming back the other way, depends which way you're going, east or west, but coming back the other way, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management gives a 5:15 market report, what happened that day, what's going on, what's the biggest news, and so forth, and the local WHD stock index. So we're with you Monday through Friday, giving the market reports, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 on the way back. We're also with you Sunday morning here, every Sunday morning, a GPS for your finances. So for new retirement, the best defense for putting away money where companies don't want to give you a pension now, not your father's retirement, pretty much a book I wrote, kind of mimicking that, our parents or grandparents who really were taken care of for the most part by their companies, both in the way of healthcare benefits. My father worked at Local 38. Actually, the headquarters was up in Brewster. He had a pension. He had an annuity. They had healthcare. They also had dental and vision. Okay, so so they really took care of these, take care of their guys, right? But going forward, it looks like we're going to have to do a lot of that. We're going to have to pay some of our health care. Of course, Medicare starts at 65. Some people wait to retire. They're ready to retire at 62, but get 3 more years, and they know health care costs are very expensive, so they wait 3 more years to get the Medicare at 65. That's a timing issue, of course. But when you really kind of look at the new retirement, we're really looking at a point where we have to accumulate enough money in a retirement account, preferably 401k, 403b, have this money grow over time, like Albert Einstein said, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest, and making good, smart choices, attending these different monthly meetings that they have, the different vendors of the different funds you have. Try to stretch your goals a little bit. Try to see, instead of putting away 4% a year, put 6% a year. Some people say, what difference does it make? Okay, I'm putting 1% if I go to 2%. Do the math. It's 100% difference. and also there's some great calculators on MahoneyGPS.com. I think one way to kind of look at and kind of incentivize you why you want to increase it. So what they do is say, okay, put in your salary. How much do you already have in, in the accounts already? Let's use 5% growth. Don't use some crazy number. And then play around and say, okay, I put 3% of my salary. Oh, I put 6% of my salary. And see the difference over 15, 20 years. It will astound you. Well, this time goes by too fast, but I definitely enjoyed being with you. Hope you learned something here on the GPS for Finances. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.